Lindsay, thank you very much for agreeing to do the interview. And the first question I'd like to ask you is, did you have a particular teacher who had a particular impact on you during your time at Glenlola Collegiate?
So I think this is a difficult question to answer because there are actually several. So is it okay to go through
Absolutely.
A number of them? So when I came to Glenlola, we had a teacher called Mrs. Neville, who I think is well known to many people. And she made a massive impact on our class just because of the fact that she clearly enjoyed being with us and clearly enjoyed teaching. And she taught us, I think, for English, RS, I think history, and I think maybe form time. Yeah, so there was a number of different things. So we spent a lot of time with her. And everyone was incredibly fond of her. And when I became a teacher, she was the person who gave me very good advice upon which to stand, and I've operated on that ever since, so I'm deeply grateful to her. There was also a teacher called Miss O'Donnell, and she taught home economics, which I also loved. In those days, of course, it wasn't called home economics. And one of the things I particularly loved about her was that she gave me the opportunity to do the practical by myself in a classroom, because I was the only girl who wanted to do the sewing bit of the practical and everybody else was doing cookery.
Okay.
So for a school, that's a big investment, I think, to allow people to do something by themselves. But she did, and she sat with me while I did that and made, I recall it was a little girl's dress that I made during that 3 hours, whatever it was. So that was, I've always appreciated that from her. There was a biology teacher called Mrs. Stock. We loved Mrs. Stock to bits. She was incredibly organised. She was incredibly enthusiastic about her subject. The experiments and everything that we did, I have never forgotten and still refer to them from time to time in my own family. Okay. So we're very grateful to her. And then, of course, for me, the whole of the geography department, which I think the head of the geography department, I think, was Mrs. Hutchison, whom I have kept in touch with ever since. From time to time, there were several teachers because we had different parts of the subject taught to us by different teachers. And then as we went up through A level and really enjoyed that, I think the entire class really enjoyed that. So it was a very strong department, very well organised, and we had a lot of fun learning in that class. And then there were many others, but those are the ones that really stand out to me at this point in time, just jumping into my mind.
Great, thank you. And what memory of Glenlola would stand out the most for you?
Well, I think, having said what I've said, I think, and it maybe sounds very, I don't know how it sounds, but I loved learning. So I would have been the girl in the classroom who was sitting quietly learning and listening and really taking on board what people were saying and so on. So I really enjoyed that. And the bit that stands out for me most, where I think it must have been in Form 1, Form 2, Form 3. I think in each of those years we maybe had a field trip with the history and the geography department combined together, and we went to different places around and we learned about the history of the area but also the geography of the area. So we learned all about the local geology and the history, and I really loved that. And we had a little booklet. Just checking this morning, I think there's still a copy of it upstairs somewhere. And I remember just taking great pride in filling in that booklet and just really enjoying what was in it. It's so nice to know about the place where you live. Mm-hmm. And when you go for a walk, you look at something and think, yeah, I know how that was formed, or I know why it was there. And that has stayed with me. And so for me, that maybe sounds like a not very exciting memory, but it's certainly one that I have taken with me mm-hmm. as I have gone through my life.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you. So how would you say your time at Glenlola has prepared you for life?
I think that's a tricky question because it was a long time ago and Glenlola, I suppose it was different. All schools were different then than they are now. And the way people were was different then to the way that they are now. But mm-hmm. I think we definitely did learn how to stand on our own 2 feet and be resilient and to be really, I'm going to use the word ambitious, but I don't mean ambition in the sense of you're driving. I mean ambition in the sense of doing your best and being the best you could be in whatever it was you ended up doing. So it doesn't matter what it is, you're just doing your best at that. So I think, and I think that's really important. I think that's a really important thing. And we definitely learned that when we were at school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you have a memory that still would make you laugh today?
I have a lot of memories that make me laugh, and I would probably need to mention people's names, so I'll try to avoid those. But there were times when that we did play practical jokes in school, the like of which does not happen any longer, and mm-hmm. I don't know how for how long they haven't, but we would have swapped classrooms round so that the teacher came in and taught the class, but it was their own class and didn't realise until maybe halfway through it was actually not their class. We did a lot of things. We got up to quite a lot of hijinks. The thing that I remember most, I suppose, is on the last day of school, which obviously is very, you've got to that point and you never believed it would come, and all of a sudden it comes, and all of a sudden you're leaving and you can't believe it. And we dressed up in clothes that I think I have a vague memory that we put them on back to front. We put these clothes on back to front and thought that was hilarious. And then we went down into Bangor dressed in these clothes and created a fuss in Bangor. But, you know, we were leaving school and, you know, everybody was going to know that. Yep. And when you think about, you know, today and what happens today, it just seems so tame. But yeah, it just seemed to us to be so brave. So, yes, lots of memories. A lot of really happy memories, and some sadder memories as well, of course, because things happened to girls as we went throughout school, mm-hmm. as they do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those memories too.
That's great, thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I suppose the thing that I would say is that the important thing is that the teachers stand out for me. And because I've been a teacher now for so many years myself, I've always tried to operate under that sort of way of being. You know, it's not about me, it's about the pupils, about getting the best for them, but also that they would enjoy what they're doing, enjoy their learning. And because learning is such a privilege, really, and we can't think of that any more than we do today when we look around us in the world. You know, it's such a privilege to be at school and to have the education they have, but also to enjoy it and, you know, to gain from it and to be able to move forward. And I suppose under COVID, never has that been any more true.
That's great. Thank you very much.